talking to top Tasmanian thoroughbred trainer, Hall of Fame trainer, Barry Campbell. Barry, you've decided where you're going with Admiral. You're not going to have a crack at the Derby. You're going to go wait for age.
Yeah, we're sort of... I don't think we have to go to the Guineas and the Derby. He's brilliant enough to win the shorter races, and it leaves our options better. Like, once you go to that distance, sometimes you're stuck there, and he's... I think he'd win them, but he's not bred to stay. So we're just going to go the safer option with him.
Thomas Lyons, 1,400 metres on Hobart Cup Day. That's February the 9th. And then you'll go to Launceston Cup Day, the George Adams, 1,600 metres.
Yeah, that's where we're going. Yeah, the cleaner, he worries me, but we can't beat him in our box, so we'll have a crack and see what happens. Right.
Well, there's only 4 kilos difference. You'll get 55 your horse at this time of the year, and the cleaner gets 59. So, but you're prepared to take him on?
Well... I think he's been to Mowbray 7 times, and he's broke 46 and a half his last half mile in every start. So, we'll roll the dice and see what happens.
He'll be cheering right come the George Adams.
Oh, yeah, he's spot on. We only have to tick him over now. He's had three trials, two runs. So we only have to tick him over. He pulled up really good from the other day. When I got him home and put the back door down, and I said to my wife, she was there, I said, this horse looks better now than when I put him on the float. So he's just tightened up that a little bit from the run and the trip. So he looks really good.
All right, lovely. Now, he goes to the George Adams. If he wins that, it pretty much means that you'll head across the water to the Australian Guineas.
Yeah, that's the way we'll go. If he'll run Thomas Lyons, if he gets beaten that, we'll spell him. He'll go through to the... If he doesn't, if he wins, he'll go through to George Adams. If he wins that, he'll go to Melbourne. If he gets beat, he'll go to the paddock, because he's only a baby and he is immature, but he's got natural ability.
All right, and you won't sacrifice anything?
No, we're going to look after him. I want to still have him when he's 5 or 6. I don't want to kill him and burn him out. Like, he's earned $300,000 now. There's no reason he can't be... He could be the next horse in Tassie to win the million. So, yeah, pleased with him.
Well, mate, thank you.
Good.